Good afternoon. I'm glad to see we do have some late stragglers are interested in corn production in some place other than the Midwest. We've been very successful in Mississippi for the last few years growing corn. And one of the things that we've been looking at is twin row production systems, and twin rows being two rows growing on the same bed. I would like to acknowledge the Corn Promotion Board in the state of Mississippi, who has been responsible for funding partially part of the work that we have going underway with corn in Mississippi. And the talk that I'll be, or the information I'll be giving you today comes from on-farm research with George Ray and Martin Walker, which is Reality Partnership at Stoneville, Mississippi. They're a very large farming operation and very good cooperators. You know, the big question that comes out of the Midwest is the potential for 250 to 300 bushel yields. For those of you who think in the metric system, I will try to speak in the metric system to a certain extent. My background is in research and extension, so my farmers don't understand the metric system, so I don't use the metric system very often. There were three major objectives in this study to start with. We wanted to look at the effects of seeding rate and nitrogen rates on corn production with twin row plantings in the Delta. We also want to look at just as kind of a sidebar, looking at the relationship between planter calibration and final plant stand. You know, all these planters come out with planter books that tell you about what population you should be shooting for. And then the other thing is to look at evaluate the economic implications of the factors that we're looking at. I'm going to concentrate today on just the first two of these and mainly on the first objective in the study. The soil type in this area is a Bosquet very fine sandy loam. It's an alpha sol, fairly well drained at the surface, but most of our soils tend to be poorly drained below the top 6 to 8 inches. It is in Mississippi River alluvium. The nitrogen rates that we looked at over the 4 years of this study were 180, 220, and 260. 202, 246, and 291 kilogram N per hectare. The nitrogen source for these studies generally is what the farmer is using. In this case, this particular producer is using a 30002 ammonium nitrate, ammonium thiosulfate material. We looked at varieties that he had on his place. These were actually donated by DeKalb through Monsanto. We looked at different varieties in a couple of the different years. The last year, 6342, was a little bit earlier maturity corn for our area. We only looked at this for 1 year, and in that situation, we were looking at corn behind corn, so we do have the VT3 technology, which has some rootworm material in it. Seeding rates in this particular area, we're looking at from 25,000 up to 40,000 plants per acre, or from 60,000 up to 100,000 seed per hectare. The situation that we're working with on farm is a twin row system where the rows themselves are about 8 to 9 to 10 inches apart on top of a 38-inch bed or a 96-centimeter bed. This shows you on what the system looks like. This is actually in the farmer's field in the unit we're working with. As you can see, you've got two beds paired side by side on top of the same bed. The farmer does use a middle buster roller type situation to flatten the top of those beds and give us a real firm seed bed to start with. We worked with the farmer putting out our side dress rates. We redetermined the rates based on what he started with, and you'll notice each year he started with anywhere from 60 up to 1 year as high as 140 pounds of N per acre on the farm. So we followed up with our rates depending on what he started with. And most of the time what he puts out there is what it takes for him to stay in front of the planter unit. So if he's got a lot of ground to cover, he may be putting out nitrogen at 10, 12 miles an hour. So we do vary those, and it depends on the years. Just to give you an idea of where we stand with that second objective in terms of plant population versus seeding rate in the planter book, the positive value you see going across is the indicating that we had more stand in the field than what we actually planted. So a positive number here. The planter book said we should have been putting about 60,000 seeds per hectare. When we did the stand counts at the time of the side dress application, we were about 7% higher stand than that. So as a farmer, you need to know, and I realize this is not a farmer audience, but as a farmer, he needs to know how the calibration in that planter book is set up. or he'll end up with a situation like this. And we were fairly consistent. There is some range in here. Unfortunately, the only piece of data we collected in 2005 was plant stands. Those of you who are not from the southern part of the United States may not be familiar with Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita. They did provide us with a good roll-down opportunity for corn. You don't see a lot of corn standing in this field. The farmer in this situation asked if we really wanted to harvest these plots. We told him in all likelihood probably wouldn't do us a whole lot of good. So in 2006, we went back to the same farm into a different field, and we did the same. We put out the same study. Again, you see that our stands, our final stands in the field were anywhere from plus 2 to 3 or less than 2% less than the calibration, or about 3% higher. But again, the stands were about what we hoped they would be. Taking a look at yield, now remember you're a lot below the corn belt. So the potential that we're looking for in our area, we think we have the potential for 300 bushel corn yields. We haven't reached it yet, but in 2006, again, this is on-farm, half-acre plots. We ended up with the record corn in Mississippi for that year in the corn grower contest of 280 bushel per acre. You see 272, 276 bushels per acre. This is averaged across four replications. Second place in Mississippi this year was 232 bushel per acre. So we won the corn contest in this field by 48 bushels to the acre. But as you'll notice, as we increase seeding rates from 60,000 up to 90,000, or from 25,000 up to 40,000 plants per acre, we increase yield each year. This is averaged across N rates. There was no significant interaction between nitrogen rates and seeding rates, so I do have main effects here. The bottom numbers across right here, this is the actual stand in plants per hectare. These are the yields in metric tons per hectare, ranging from 13.9 up to 17 metric tons, or 17 metric tons per hectare. Very good yields. And notice as we went all the way up to 100,000 plants per hectare, we were still looking at a significant increase in yield. Now that's 40,000 plants per acre, quite a bit higher than what we've seen for single row planted corn. Looking at the N rates, again, this is in large fields. We saw a significant response to nitrogen, but look at what the LSD is. We're only talking about 2.5 bushel per acre. We're putting this nitrogen on at a 40 pound per acre increment. So we went from 180 to 220 to 260. That 40 pounds of nitrogen was not paid for by the grain that we harvested. So even though we increased the yield, it didn't pay for the nitrogen that we put out there. 2007, we saw similar trends. Now, 2007 was a really good year for getting a good stand of corn. You'll notice going across there that we had as much as 12% higher yields than what the planter book said we should have. Now, something happened this year that there was enough comments made to Monosem that they came out at the end of this growing season with a new sheet for the planter calibration book. So in this particular situation, working on farm and trying to work with the Monosem planter to start with, we pretty much used their calibration for this. Yields in 2007 were not as high as they had been in 2008. On farm, we have now rotated back to the same field that we were in 2005. So we're in two different fields on the same farmer, but we've moved back to the first field. And again, we were looking at yields here in the neighborhood of 250 to 260 bushel per acre. Again, you see the same stair step. If we look at main effects, again, a significant increase all the way up to 40,000 plants, 42,000 plants per acre this year. That 104 translates to about 42,000 plants per acre. Now, again, it's in twin rows. So significant response to increasing seeding rates again. And in this case, and I won't really get into the economics here, but each one of those increments more than pays for the increase in seeding cost here. And fortunately for us, this farmer is very dedicated to having uniform stands. You know, some of the discussions earlier this week has really taken a look at what happens when you've got plants that are close together If a plant doesn't have an ear of corn on it, that plant is a weed. In our part of the world, we certainly understand the term weed. And we take a look at main effects. Again, this is 2007. Again, a significant response to nitrogen applications. In this case, LSD is 1.9 bushels per acre to be significant. But I can assure you 1.9 bushel of corn, even in 2007, when prices were close to $5 a bushel, didn't pay for 40 pounds of nitrogen at about 80 cents a pound for nitrogen. So even though it's statistically significant, it was not economically sound. 2008, we repeated this again. In the same field this time, we switched hybrids in 2008. We were interested in finding out about going corn behind corn. In our area, we do not recommend corn behind corn due to weed control problems, insect, and the potential for disease problems in our area. So we did not see, we did see the same trends that we saw earlier. Now if we look at yield, notice that the yields are quite a bit lower. Again, we switched hybrids, but we do have a little bit lower yields. And one thing that we see when we look at main effects is now, if we go above, this is about 35,000 plants per acre, we did not see a significant increase in yield once above 35,000 plants per acre. The other thing that we see is that above 220 pounds or 245 kilogram N per hectare, there was no significant response to increasing nitrogen in this particular situation. So to summarize, we feel like that with this twin row pattern, that we are able to significantly increase yields by increasing N rates and by increasing seeding rates, but we make more money by increasing the seeding rates. One of the things that we need to take into consideration here is how the plant senses its plant population. You think about it earlier in the season, when you start staggering, and the monosyn planter is really good about being able to stagger those two rows. So if you look at the fact that you've got a plant here, a plant here, a plant here, going down the field, early in the season when that plant senses the density in there, it's actually being fooled by the fact that you actually got more plants on that bed than you really think you should. So I think that's part of the reason that we're seeing a positive response in that situation. We are seeing a little bit of delay in maturity or slower dry down in certain situations, but our area, we rely on field dry down. In 2009, we started looking at some of these varieties to see if there's a variety interaction here. So in 2009, we did look at six different varieties at three different plant populations, and we've got some interesting things going right there. You know, the decisions that we make every day get changed every day. So with that, I'll open the floor for any questions if we have time.
We have a minute or so for a question.
In any previous studies or in any future studies, have you considered testing single rows on the beds at the same population?
Yeah, that's where we are right now. Now, these are in farmer fields. So we are looking at single row versus twin row applications on farm, using the same plant populations and the same varieties. And just to give you a brief summary, we're looking at about a 7 to 10% increase in yields with twin rows compared to single rows, regardless of the plant population. Really comes in as we increase plant populations, we see larger increases. But we are looking at that. The first year we did, we had some lodging problems at the higher plant populations, as you would expect in that situation. One of the reasons we stay with the wide row system in the South is we still are a cotton economy. And cotton pickers work the best on 38 to 40-inch rows.
Okay, we still have discussion time at the end if there are more questions, but we do need to move on.
Thank you.
Thank you.